Okay, here we go. Even though
I don't feel.
I don't experience.
I don't get the peace.
Of closure.
I just can't.
No matter how good today is.
No matter how challenging today is.
No matter how up and down today is.
It's like I'm always
A little bit distracted.
In one way or another.
Because I don't have closure.
I don't even have closure with yesterday.
Much less. Various incidents.
Of the past.
And I wonder why that is.
Why I'm still sorting.
Seeking.
Resolution.
All the ways.
I've never been taught
to create
peace
with my past.
All the ways I never understood.
That as I evolve
in consciousness,
in heart,
in wisdom,
in experience,
it is up to me.
It is prudent for me.
To up-level
my perception
of my past.
And yet the memories
that I
revisit
are usually
at the same consciousness
of conflict
of unsettled
incomplete
understanding.
And wouldn't it be interesting?
If I've been waiting
to understand the past
when that's not the way to do it.
The real way to do it
is choose closure
by creating
a story
about what I went through
about how I showed up
and create that story
from my consciousness level,
my expanded consciousness,
my expanded heart,
my expanded ability
to feel better
today,
to rename,
reorganize
my own personal memories
so that I
only
support my potential.
Instead,
I've been feeding
the confusion,
the smallness,
the challenge,
the indecision,
the suffering,
the judgment.
All the ways
I've never been taught
how to resolve struggle.
How to let go
by telling,
creating,
allowing,
being
a different,
better,
bigger,
higher
perspective.
What if I could look back
at everything?
Me,
them,
it,
everything,
with kindness.
With true acceptance.
Even that would not do it.
Because my mind
is too accustomed
to struggle.
I would have to look back
and create,
purposefully
create
a different paradigm
about who I was,
what happened.
What did not happen?
The whole part of it.
And change my mind today
of how I see me
in the past.
I would have to give myself
this different perspective.
I would have to teach myself
loving acceptance
that empowers me today.
I would have to choose
that
from my experience,
from my conflicted emotion,
from my mental agony,
from my confusion
of who I was
and what I was doing
and how I was communicating
and what I had allowed,
and what I had not received.
All
of my confusion
will
never be resolved
from the consciousness of the past.
So it's up to me today
to rewire
my history,
to rewrite
with my consciousness level today,
my wisdom today,
my memory,
so that I bring
forth
only that
which supports
the potential I'm seeking.
This endless
seeking
to clear
does not serve me.
It's not about clearing.
It's about putting in.
It's about claiming.
It's about making up my mind
that everything that's ever happened
to me,
from me,
around me,
can serve
where I'm going
in a good,
in a positive
way.
Even the worst of
times.
Even the most confusing of
times.
Even the most painful of
times.
It is up to me today
to see a broader perspective.
To
tell my story
to myself
of strength,
of learning,
of possibility.
I never knew.
I keep looking for the
answer
outside of myself
when
I'm the only one
that can literally
rewire,
rewrite,
reorganize
the past
that is not serving
where
I want to go.
I can't do that.
It's factual.
No, it isn't.
The way I remember
today
is not the way
I
used to remember
long ago.
All the things,
my
perspective changes.
Things
that were once large
when
I was smaller
do not
seem large today.
Things that
were painful
when
I was different,
younger.
Uncertain.
Do
not seem such a big deal.
Today.
I already do this.
On
so many levels.
And now I want to
go all the way.
I want to
rewire.
Rewrite.
Reform.
Reorganize.
My perspective
of every single memory
in the past.
I want to
take more good from the
good.
More strength from the
struggle.
More kindness from the
cruelty.
More compassion
from the agony.
More wisdom
from the
confusion.
I desire
to be
the one
choosing
how
I define
me.
Past,
present,
and future.
No,
I don't.
Because
I'm not very kind.
I'm
judgmental.
I'm impatient.
I'm
a hard taskmaster.
And
I always fall short.
And
now I'm giving myself
permission
to realize
I can
believe anything,
absolutely anything.
Good, bad, or
neutral.
Anything
about
me.
If I think
about it.
Claim it.
Explain
it.
Enough times.
I can believe
anything.
So why
wouldn't I
rewire,
reframe,
reorganize,
rewrite
my
perspective
of me
in
the past?
Why wouldn't
I
see myself
with
a lot more care,
a lot more
openness,
a lot more
potential?
Why wouldn't I
give myself credit
for every single thing I got right? even if what I got right,
hurt at the time.
Why wouldn't I give myself credit?
For always
moving forward,
even when it doesn't seem that I am.
Why wouldn't I bring forth
all the good
and simply
stop
focusing,
feeding,
aligning,
enlarging
the bad
from the past.
Because there is good and bad in everything.
The broader,
the larger,
the perspective,
much can be seen.
So why wouldn't I choose
to make peace
by bringing forth everything good?
By developing the skill set
of seeing the good,
even in the hardest of times,
so that I bring that forward
and bring all my focus and attention
off of that
which did not feel good
before.
Why would I feed
the struggle?
The unhappiness,
the agony.
Why would I feed
that which I do not prefer?
Oh, that's right.
Because that is my largest comfort zone.
To feel bad.
And usually,
it's about feeling bad
because of me.
And I really want to let that go.
I really want to let that go.
I want to remember.
If I could have done it differently,
I would have done it differently.
If they could have done it differently,
they would have done it differently.
It really did happen.
It really was not pleasant.
And now,
I'm different.
I know what I do not like.
I know what I do not want.
Wouldn't it be nice
if that was enough?
If I could use that,
clarity of preference,
use that
to align
to my potential
without seeking
to understand
that
which exists.
Understanding
does not negate it.
Undo it.
Give me back.
Time
to change it.
So what if I could
say I don't like it?
I didn't like it then.
I don't like it now.
And I'm choosing
to bring forward
everything good
and withdraw
my attention,
my focus,
my
habit
of being mesmerized
by suffering.
It doesn't necessarily have to be in the past.
And yet that is where I go.
If there's not enough suffering
in the present.
So I give myself permission
to expand
my capacity
to be at peace.
To be at peace.
Even though I do not know what that means,
consistently,
it is
a worthy
potential.
And it may take me
more than this lifetime.
And I have the time.
And I have the life force energy.
So wouldn't I re-remember
all of my past
in a way
that would support me
in successfully
expanding my capacity,
my stamina
for peace,
for happiness,
for fulfillment.
I give myself permission
to remember.
It is right.
It is good.
It is appropriate
to be me.
And all of it changes
in whatever way
I view it.
I am the one
creating
my experience
of me
in this reality.
So I give myself permission to ask better questions, to tell better stories, to see larger perspectives, and to create that which I desire. Moving forward by knowing a different version, a better version, a more complete version of me in the past.